his backpack and held it out to the warrior. The warrior still didn't move. "This?" Jack held up his book. Nothing. Jack reached into his pack. He pulled out the big jar of peanut butter. Peanut butter! He pulled out the loaf of bread. Bread! Hey, how about a peanut butter and honey sandwich?
Yum!
Annie said, watching the warrior. The warrior stared at the food. We'll show you, said Jack. As Jack unwrapped the bread, his hands shook. Annie opened the jar.
We don't have anything to spread it with, she said.
Use your fingers, said Jack.
Excuse me, Annie said to the warrior. I have to use my fingers, but they're pretty clean. An elephant just
do it, Annie, said Jack.
Okay.
She spread the peanut butter onto a slice of bread with her fingers. At the same time, Jack spread the honey from the beehive on another slice. Jack and Annie put their pieces of bread together.
Ta-da,
said Annie, handing the sandwich to the warrior. The warrior took the sandwich, but he didn't eat it. He just looked at it.
Let's make sandwiches for us too, Jack said, so he doesn't have to eat alone.
They quickly made two more sandwiches.
See? Like this, said Annie.
She bit into her sandwich.
Mmm, yum.
Jack took a bite too. Mmm, he said. It was really good. Finally, the warrior bit into his sandwich. He chewed slowly.
This is called a picnic, said Annie.
They ate their sandwiches in silence. When they finished, Jack screwed the lid back on the peanut butter jar. Not bad, huh? He said. The warrior smiled. He had a kind, dignified smile. Jack and Annie smiled back at him. Then the warrior turned gracefully and vanished into the trees. Oh, man, said Jack. Part of him wanted to follow the silent warrior through the shadowy forest.
Ready?
Annie asked softly. Jack nodded. Annie started to go. Wait, said Jack. He put away the peanut butter and bread. We're going back to the treehouse, right? We're not going to do anything silly, like rescue anything or chase birds, right?
Those things aren't silly, said Annie. Don't forget that the bird gave us the answer to the riddle.
Oh, right, said Jack. He looked at the little honey guide. She was on the ground, pecking at the honeycomb. Thanks, Jack said to the bird.
Have a good feast, said Annie.
Jack put on his pack, then he and Annie started out of the forest. When they passed the pond, they saw the elephant still splashing in the water. He lifted his trunk. He seemed to be waving at them.
See ya,
Annie shouted, waving back. They rounded the bend in the river, then started through the tall grass. As they walked back toward the treehouse, they saw the wildebeests in the distance. There were still some crossing the river. They saw a family of zebras grazing together. They saw lone giraffes walking from tree to tree, eating the leaves. And they saw a bunch of lions sleeping in the shade of a tree, the same tree that the treehouse was in.
Oops,
said Annie. Jack's heart gave a jump. So there they are, he said. Chapter 9. Tiptoe. Jack and Annie crouched in the tall grass. There was a big lion, three lionesses, and a bunch of cubs.
I think they're sleeping, whispered Annie.
Yeah, said Jack, but for how long? He pulled the Africa book from his pack and opened it. He found a picture of lions sleeping under a tree. He read in a whispery voice.
After a pride of lions has eaten, they rest for a few hours. The other, what did they have for lunch?
Annie broke in. Don't ask, said Jack. He kept reading.
Sensing that the lions are not hunting at the moment, the other animals graze nearby. If they can graze, then we're safe, said Annie.
She started to stand. Wait, Jack pulled her down. Not so fast. He peered around. The words in the book seemed true. The zebras and giraffes didn't seem to be bothered by the lions at all.
They might be safe, but I'm not sure about us, said Jack. We need a plan.
What if we wait till they leave? Said Annie.
That could take hours, said Jack. Plus, they might be hungry again by then.
All right, said Annie.
So here's the plan. We tiptoe, said Jack.
Tiptoe?
Yeah.
That's your whole plan? Said Annie.
Yeah. Tiptoe to the rope ladder, said Jack, very quietly.
Good plan, Annie teased.
Just do it, said Jack.
He stood up slowly. Annie stood with him. They began tiptoeing through the grass.